Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 25, 1804, day 42 of the expedition. Camped past a small island which is opposite Sugar Creek, now a suburb of Kansas City. Captain Lewis has entries in his personal notebooks and the expedition journals, generally documenting in great detail course and distance traveled, equal altitudes of the sun with sextant, magnetic azimuths, latitudes, meridian altitudes with an octant, and time recorded from a chronometer. Of course, the expedition always knew where they were and where they had been, but did not know what lay ahead. This data produced the first accurate maps of the expedition's journeys when they returned home. Part of their instruction from President Jefferson was to find the northern boundary between the Louisiana Purchase and Canada. Their observations allowed them to do that accurately. Jefferson was concerned because the agreement for the purchase of the Louisiana Territory described the northern boundary as the headwaters of the Missouri River. Captain Clark wrote in the journal today,
"A thick fog detained us until 8 o'clock. Passed an island. At 3 miles, passed a coal mine or bank of stone coal on the south side. This bank appears to contain a great quantity of fine coal. Passed a small creek on the larboard called Bennett's Creek. The prairie comes within a short distance of the river on each side, which contain, in addition to plums, raspberries, and vast quantities of apples and wild flowers. Great number of deer are seen feeding on willows. Our party on shore did not join us this evening. The river is still falling. Last night fell 8 inches. Captain William Clark, June 25, 1804.
The expedition traveled 13 miles today, and the next day, June 26, they traveled 9 3/4 miles. They were then 366 3/4 miles from the mouth of the Missouri. They camped at a point just above the mouth of the Kansas River. Maps from 1892 show the Kansas River as being 390 miles from the mouth of the Missouri River. This discrepancy is probably due to the change in the river's course. The party camped 3 nights at the same place, the mouth of the Kansas River. These days were spent exploring, repairing one of the pirogues, and drying powder and woolen articles. Monday, History of the Kansas Nation.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.